Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast, the last podcast for February 2023. Seems strange, but we're nearing the end of February, coming up on March. Hopefully March comes in like a lion because it goes out like a lamb. At least the old adage so speaks. This podcast, along with all of my podcasts, are sponsored by Creative Technology and Innovation. When looking at things the same way produces the same results, it's time to take a creative approach. And of course, this book is also brought to you by the upcoming novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder, available in bookstores, ebook stores, and audiobook stores in April 2023. Sometimes in life you meet somebody that's so nice, so perfect, so wonderful that you think this person can't be real. And you find out that they actually truly are. Anyway, as we head into March, there's a bunch of activity going on, slowly but surely making progress in the basement. I actually now have three rooms in the basement cleaned and organized, and I'm starting to work on both the mess that is the utility room and the mess that is my office. So over the course of the next few weeks, I'll actually make a dent in both. I'm looking forward to it. It should be a big deal. So there are a number of projects I keep talking about, obviously, and a number of things I'm working on. The good news is I've made progress in the basement. I got three rooms cleaned. Of course, I need to start reducing and getting rid of things, but that's next on the, as it were, the things I got to do kind of framework. But for now, moving forward, two rooms left. The two worst rooms. I started moving stuff out of my office today. Unfortunately, I moved some of it into the utility room, which is the other bad room. So a net zero on plus minus there. It is what it is, I guess. The other thing, obviously, is I am getting ready for spring. We're going to, as I've said many times, sell this house where we are now today in the spring. And then we're going to move to another part of the world. Likely now we're going to stay in Maryland. We were thinking about moving to Durham, but we made a decision to stay in the Maryland area for now, just because the kids aren't, you know, they're launched, but they're not, you know, they're not launched. So we'll go ahead and do that so we can still have the occasional Sunday dinner, things like that. Anyway, it is what it is, and you just never know. The other thing is I'm back to avoiding the news. It just makes me so sad right now. There are so many good people in the world and so many good things and so many wonderful things that can happen that some of this stupid stuff just makes me go, why? Why is this happening? Why are people still thinking about this kind of stuff? It's not relevant. It's not critical. The other thing, of course, obviously, is, you know, heading into the spring, there's so many things to do outside with the house. The things that happen over time, plus there are a bunch of customer activities that are occurring that are in various locales and places, as it were. You know, got a couple of opportunities to travel, which I'm looking forward to. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see how that goes. I enjoy traveling a little bit. I don't enjoy traveling a lot anymore. Just not at the level I used to travel. I guess all those years of traveling just kind of make it not fun anymore. But, you know, sometimes you have to travel for work. Sometimes you have to do stuff like that. And it's important to get there and do that kind of stuff. It's important that you know, you get out and meet with customers. They need to see your faces every once in a while. That part's good. I like meeting customers. I like talking to them. So get a chance tomorrow. Go have a customer briefing. So always fun, always enjoyable. I'm also working on a couple of other ideas for books right now that I need to kind of focus on a little bit and try to get a little further along in the process than they are. Writing a book is an interesting process for me. I usually write the book as a series of discontinuous chapters and then kind of try to tie them together, bring them together. They usually have a common theme, But they don't always have a common structure. And so sometimes I get myself in trouble and my books turn out to not be good. And then sometimes they turn out okay. I'm kind of proud of Dandy and the Corporate Ladder. I literally worked on that book 20 years ago, put it down when the kids were born. And I kind of threw it apart a little bit and broke it into two books. The original Dandy and the Corporate Ladder was the story of somebody catching a fish in a contest. Which was an interesting idea and a concept, but what I realized is that the real story of Dandy was about Dandy himself, about this wonderful human being that everybody wanted to, you know, everybody wanted to just help when he got into trouble. It is something that is important when somebody is that nice, that cool, that good, that wonderful of a person, you know, that people just want to help them. People want to be there to make sure that that person gets taken care of, because that person had been there for all of them, right? For everybody. Had taken care of everybody, had helped everybody, had really been, you know, kind of the go-to person for everybody else. So that's kind of why I broke the book into two pieces. And then I thought, boy, it would really be fun, you know, to kind of dive into the science of fish finding, right? So I did. So basically, I broke the book up into two, created two different books. And then my passion in life, my love as a reader was reading science fiction books. So I've also written two science fiction books. I'm finishing one up right now. I don't know if science fiction and I don't know, computer AI, one book is computers and AI, and one book is kind of a future look, you know, when humanity has already saved the planet, but now the planet is beginning to die, and there's nothing we can do to save it other than leave. You know, and so a project begins to, you know, to build and populate the ships that will ultimately save humanity. It's an interesting juxtaposition on the dystopian novels where Earth becomes heaven, and you know, in the end, we leave heaven. We have to leave heaven because, you know, heaven's core is slowing down and its gravitational field is beginning to fail, and you know, life is not going to work. So anyway, those are few upcoming books. I'm not sure how I'm going to publish those yet. I'm either going to do them as Amazon books. There's a lot of editing that has to happen before they're going to be sellable. They're not particularly clean right now. But, you know, once that kind of moves into place and I get the editing done, you know, I'll get them, I'll figure out what to do with them. I may publish, you know, I may reach out to a publisher again and see, I don't know, kind of feel like the last time it was a lucky thing. So we'll have to see how that goes. But anyway, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.